All right, Mike Wobschall, VEN, Pete Bursich, Vikings Radio Network analyst, back in the film room. We took a look at some offensive linemen earlier. I think this is a little bit more fun. We're going to look at a running back, Latavius Murray. Vikings signed Latavius Murray in free agency. See some good stuff here?
Yeah, we are. And we'll see a lot of what Latavius Murray brings to the table. He's a big running back. We know that short yardage and goal line was a big issue for us last year. I think Latavius will fix that immediately. We've seen a couple of our offensive linemen and what they could do in space. And I think for Latavius, that means getting on the outside, reading some man blocking, and then we've seen him catch a couple nice passes as well. So Latavius Murray can play first, second, or third down, and I think we're going to run him as much as we can this year.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, one of the things we'll see is ability to cut. This is just a regular, what they call a zone play, where all the offensive linemen are all kind of going in the same direction, trying to ooze everybody out, but you'll see the three technique is able to get up and penetrate. Now, as Latavius takes the ball at the mesh point, you'll see him move his feet, jump, and then get outside. So there he is, both feet planted, a good strong stiff arm right there to keep him off. And all it takes is for one defensive end. He thinks he has contain right here. He thinks he has the angle, and he does. But the speed of Latavius Murray, outside, around, missed tackle.
Awesome.
And now he has a head of steam. This is the other part. With a big body guy, you have a linebacker from the backside who's able to make it all the way to the other side of the play, but he's not able to bring him down with an arm tackle. You got to get your head across the bow with this guy, because when he has a head of steam, you can't bring him down. In the corner, the safety coming over there trying to get him in. Boom.
This is dang near a touchdown because of his speed,
And he's just tripping over guys. So you're not seeing the jump cuts, and you're not seeing the starts and the stops. You're seeing a guy who's going to take the ball, find some space, and then get downhill. Now, against Tennessee, you'll see the same kind of blocking up front. Remember we talked about it, the elephant block. Everybody's going this way. All the linemen are going this way, and they do. And what happens is they get everybody accounted for up front, and Murray gets the ball. He's one-on-one with the safety, and he's able to make one guy miss.
And you designed this, right, for a running back? The guy you have to beat running back
Absolutely.
Is the safety.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can only block so many guys up front, but the Oakland Raiders do a very nice job. This is an excellent job against the nose tackle right here. Boom, keep him moving.
Yep.
And Murray starts to go out, bam, jumps it back inside and makes the safety miss, and it's a touchdown.
And runs away from that guy because that cut slows him down. But he still is able to accelerate away.
So you want to get him, you want to get him up to the second level with a big body like that and his ability to move. There's not a lot of safeties that are going to bring him down consistently. This is what excites me
because we need to improve here.
We have to improve here. And if you take a look, it's not as if the Oakland offensive line is moving a ton of people. You have a double team here. That's okay. The nose tackle here, 2-on-1, he's basically winning. You got the linebacker stepping up. He meets the fullback behind the line of scrimmage. But Murray's still able to see a little bit of daylight, jump, and get that ball across the goal line. So you talk immediate impact when they sign him. You think, okay, our short yardage and goal line woes, and they have been a problem, are going to get fixed by him by default if he doesn't do anything else. Yeah.
Murray had 12 touchdowns last year rushing. So.
Right, and that's been his MO really with Oakland, is that he's the goal line / short yardage back. But we're starting to see he can do a little bit more than that. Again, we talked about offensive linemen, game planning, helping out. Speedy defensive end. Murray's in the backfield. He steps up, boom, gives a chip, and then he swings out late. But what's great is when he catches this ball, you have
should be a 5-yard
three
game.
Defenders coming. They should have him, pretty well walled up before he gets to the line of scrimmage, which is down here. So this is just the
first down.
This is the dreaded third and long checkdown, right? This is the dreaded third and long checkdown. Third and 10, you throw the checkdown, you give it up. But you watch, right here, they start making contact. He still has about 4 yards to go, and he's able to keep those legs running.
First down.
Keep the knee off the ground and convert and get the first down. So we see he's a down-the-field guy. He gets that momentum, and he wants to go north and south. He's not going to be stopping and starting and everything else. So what else did Oakland was able to do with him? Because he can be a receiver, and he's a legitimate receiver, they line up an empty. What they want New Orleans to do is to get to their empty check and defense. Then they motion the back into the backfield. It's hard for defenses to have a huddle call, go to a check, go back to a huddle call. So now Oakland has them in a pass defense. They know that. Boom, snap the ball, work it out up front. And this is just another great job by the Oakland offensive line. Guard getting up to the second level, push the linebacker through the center. Boom, takes him up the field. And this is what excites me here. He has contact.
3 yard line?
Two or three yard line. Yeah. And there's two or three guys right here. Boom, boom, able to bowl. You just keep churning those legs, keep pushing. That is what he's definitely going to bring to the table. If he's going to break 80 yarders in the open field, we'll see. But his ability to get and get the tough yards when you need them is key.
Great stuff. We're learning about football, X's and O's, big-time running back for the Vikings in free agency, thanks to Pete Bursich. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more X's and O's from our radio analyst.